Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 14th of August. She shall be called woman. Having received the woman from the Lord, Adam declared, "This one is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." With this statement, Adam was bearing witness to the work that Christ had done, first to draw the woman from his side as a new and unique identity, and second, to form her as the vessel of comparability, to be later revealed also as the vessel of multiplication. To emphasize a key point, we see that it is Christ who forms the man as the vessel of headship and gives him to the woman, and likewise it is Christ who forms the woman as the vessel of comparability and multiplication, giving her to the man. Helpfully, we note that they neither form themselves nor form one another as suitable vessels for marriage. Rather, it is Christ who forms each one. Adam's statement, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man," also encompasses the definition and the progressive fruitfulness of their marriage covenant. Through the covenant of marriage, Adam and the woman were made to be one by the Lord. Their oneness, which was described by Adam as bone of bone and flesh of flesh, was the union of their biological flesh as well as their union in soul and spirit. Adam also understood that in time the woman would become the vessel through which his family and house would be multiplied. The woman is therefore firstly of her husband as wife, to later proceed from her husband as wife and mother. The Apostle Paul further explained that the woman came from the man, was joined to him in marriage, and would then proceed from him to become a mother. Significantly, the man's family and household would multiply only through her, for she was to become the community of the word in his house. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 2 verse 23 and 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 8 to 11. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 11